My main project at the museum is to bring together all the claimed evidence about what happened to Ludwig Leichhardt, all the theories, information about all the expeditions that were sent out, private and public. And as part of that, on this trip now, I'm hoping to see if local people through Queensland have oral traditions of the existence or former existence of trees marked L for Leichhardt. Now, only a few years ago, for instance, a man in Winton wrote to the Outback magazine and said that in the 1950s, when he was working on Cork Station, he saw a tree marked L. So there's an oral tradition which happened to get in the print, and I'm hoping there may be others like that.
So tell us what you already know, especially for this part of the world.
Well, we know that Leichhardt set out to go from the Darling Downs to Swan River in 1848. He set out from near Roma, and he had said over the previous few years that his plan was to first go north to the headwaters of the northern rivers and then keep to the headwaters going westward, with the idea of mapping how far inland those rivers came. And also he hoped he might be able to work out how far north what he called Sturt's Desert would come, and that's the Simpson Desert, which had been discovered by Captain Sturt. And since 1858, there have been trees found marked with an L. The first was found by explorer Gregory near the Alice Barkew Junction. A few years later, another one was found not too far from there by Captain Walker, who was out looking for Burke and Wills. And then the settlers arrived into this country and the Gulf Country in the early 1860s. And in the early 1860s, along the Flinders, for instance, there's reports of two or three trees marked L. And they were supposedly old trees then, and they were not on Lansborough's track. Now, Lansborough usually marked his trees with an L and Roman numerals and other numbers sometimes. And we know where he went according to his map and his journals, and some of these trees are definitely not on his track, so they can't be confused. Mm-hmm. Whether they were marked by Leichhardt, well, the early ones seem quite likely, but there's been reports over the subsequent decades of trees marked L, and it's much harder to decide whether they were marked by Leichhardt or somebody else with the initial L. But I want to plot as many L-marked trees as I can, wherever they are, to see if they fall into, you know, close to where Leichhardt said he'd go. He said he was going to go from the Darling Downs out to Mitchell's track. And Mitchell had been up the Maranoa and Warrego as far as the headwaters of the Barkew. And he went along the Barkew past the Alice Junction for some distance, not too far. And he also went up the Beliando some distance. And Leichhardt had said he would go out to Mitchell's track, follow it to Mitchell's furthest north, and then strike out from there for the Gulf headwaters and keep going.
So in terms of that plan, do you have L trees marked along that way to suggest that that was true, that he did follow that track?
There are. There's early reports of a couple near Mitchell, several not far from Mitchell, to the north of Mitchell. Then there's others more towards Tambo and Blackall. There's quite a few reports from stations there, from Malvern Hills, Northampton, Minnie Downs, Retreat. There's some at the Barkew Thompson Junction reported. There were three reported there. They seem to be quite a distance off where Leichhardt said he would go. They're quite a way off Mitchell's track, but who knows what Leichhardt might have done. He might have deviated for various reasons. If he couldn't find water, for instance, he might have had to go off Mitchell's track, but I suspect they may be somebody else's L trees. We'll never know for sure.
So where are you heading from here then? In which direction will you be heading?
I'm going through to Winton and possibly going up to Richmond because of these trees on the Flinders that I've heard about. I wouldn't mind asking people there if there's any records they know about or any oral traditions, but once I get as far as Richmond or Cloncurry, I'll be basically heading through to Darwin to do other things.
And in terms of what you want from the community, what exactly is it, and how on earth are we going to get hold of you when you're on this trip?
Well, I can be contacted through either the ABC, or I'll probably have an article coming out in the local paper. I've got an email address, I've got a mobile number. And I'll be coming back through here in late August, and if anybody contacts me between now and then, I can certainly make contact coming back. What I want from people is oral traditions of the current or former existence of trees marked with an L. Mm-hmm. And now, it doesn't have to be in this general area, anywhere in Queensland virtually I'd like to know about, except, of course, along the well-known Port Essington route, because that's expedition is well documented with maps and journals, and they know we know of the existence of trees. I'm more interested in the possible trees marked on his 1848 disappearing expedition.
And talking about that disappearance, what do you think happened to Leichhardt?
Well, I wrote an article about this after doing some research some years ago and pulled together what evidence I had then and looked at what he said he would do. And I think he did actually follow Mitchell's track up to the Barcoo and to the Flinders and then head west across the headwaters. The evidence thins out a lot, or possible evidence thins out a lot as you go westward. But a few years ago, the National Museum bought a brass plate which was stamped Ludwig Leichhardt 1848. They'd done extensive tests on that brass plate. They worked out the brass was the right alloy for the 1840s. The typeface was the right typeface for that period. The weathering effects on it, there were two distinct weathering effects. One only occurs in extremely hot, extremely wet conditions, and the other one only occurs in extremely hot, extremely dry conditions. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not contradictory necessarily. That's monsoon or wet and dry season. And the story that came with the plate was that it was found in the northern Tanami Desert in a bottle tree marked with an L, and not far from the West Australian border, not far from the Musgrave Range. That is, if it was found near Sturt Creek, it is right on the route Leichhardt said he'd take, given it's a broad corridor from the headwaters to inland to probe the desert. There's some people who argue that the plate may have been found in central Australia because there's a Musgrave Range close to the southern Northern Territory border. The chances are, I think, stronger that given it's on his stated planned route, it's much more likely to be north.
And so how on earth did you even get become part of this project? You know, what's your story behind it?
Well, I'm of a generation where almost every Australian kid had heard about Ludwig Leichhardt and the mystery of his disappearance. And I've had an interest in history since then and never forgot that story. And I came across some information in the course of doing other research which made me think more intensively about Leichhardt. So I ended up writing the article I mentioned. And then a job came up at the National Museum, which I applied for, and they asked me what project I would like to do. And given they had recently purchased that Leichhardt plate I mentioned, I said I'd like to do a study on all the expeditions and what I call the Leichhardt hunters, the expeditions sent out by the government and then private ones later. There's been stories over the years from Aboriginal people about white men dying beyond the frontier, being speared or just perishing. There's been relics found in various places which the finders instantly claim were Leichhardt's or could be Leichhardt's. There's L trees being found. There's all these things over the years. It's an ongoing mystery and it captures many people. I'm gathering it all together with the aim of producing a book. There's a lot more evidence available over the years and I want to gather as much of it together as I can so anyone in the future can look at it all and on that basis have a better basis to formulate their theories. I'll never prove it, but at least if I gather that together, it'll help anybody in the future.